We're joined this morning by Kimberly Lang, and she's the CEO of Spirit of Math. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So for people who have never heard of Spirit of Math, uninformed, just tell us, like, give us the overview. What is it that you guys do?
We are a Canadian-based company and after-school school for high-performing students in mathematics. They study with us for our problem-solving, our math, core mathematics, our drills. And we've been doing this for about 30 years now. What really generally happens is for people who are looking for more than what their school is providing, and we're looking at those needs and we're addressing them. Most people think that kids who are really bright, they're going to be okay in class, but in fact, they're not. They're like an outlier. And so we look after these kids, and we've got a program that goes much deeper and broader than the regular curriculum, and this is what the kids like. They also like to be with others like them who have the same interests.
Cool.
That's super awesome. And obviously this last year in particular, but for a while, like, mental health has been a real talking point for so many people. And it's awesome that it has become a real talking point, but especially because of COVID fatigue and everything going on with the pandemic and all of that. Do you guys have any sort of support system there for your students in this aspect of things?
That's a really good question. Yes, because we've identified that too. We're allowing accommodations for kids. We have extra support for kids to call us. We also, because we're using Microsoft Teams, and they have an ability to reach out at any time and to talk. And what's interesting is over the last year is kids are just reaching out to the teachers, to the principals and so on, and they're just talking and, you know, yeah, chatting. Like, and that made a huge difference. What we're finding, too, is that we'll do things such as the very beginning of class. We'll ask them, so let's start with something good that's happened this last week. And so they'll share their good experiences. And that's really, really needed because yeah, we often focus so much on the negatives. So having those sessions where the kids are collaborating, where they're talking with one another, it's huge. Mm-hmm. So important, yeah.
Is that, you know, like, it feels like every year schools cut budget, like, more and more and more. And, of course, one of the things that's been cut is a lot of these gifted programs. And you guys kind of are filling in that gap a bit. Is that right?
That's correct. And we're not just geared to gifted, but gifted kids and highly motivated, high-performing students, they actually need a different type of curriculum. And most people, like I've said before, they think that the brightest kids can look after themselves, but in fact, they have very critical needs that need to be met that are very different, and most people don't actually realize it. They are an outlier in a way, and outliers, there are few of them, and so they need to be, their needs need to be addressed just as much as any other child. And unfortunately, people think that just because you're really, really smart or you've got potential, sorry, it's really that you've got potential, that you're going to be successful automatically.
That's just so cool. I am such a huge fan of different styles of learning and finding what works, because nobody's brains are the exact same. So to think that there's just one learning plan out there that's going to work and send everyone in the right direction is completely off. So I think it's so awesome that you guys are finding ways to get those groups together and communicate in ways that make them excel and make them the best that they can be.
Yeah, you know, kids are kids.
Yeah.
And everyone likes their own challenge. Everyone likes to share what they're interested in. And if there's no one else around who's interested in what they're interested in, then they feel very isolated. I also feel very, very strongly that we need to help those kids who are highly motivated, have potential, so that they can show the other kids what's possible.
Yeah.
And all of us need that, oh, wow, so that we have more belief in our potential. It's incredible. Every time, like I said, people walk in, they see these kids, they go, wow, I had no idea that this could happen like this.
Sounds like really amazing work, Kim.
Yeah, you guys are doing great things.
So just give us quickly, for people who want to find out more or are interested in getting involved and stuff, where should they go?
You know what, for BC, spiritofmath.com.
Okay.
And then look up Surrey or Vancouver campus, and just give them a call. They'd love to help you out and guide you. We have online and in-person classes, and so they can choose. People can choose which one you want, and you basically have to have an interview to be accepted first to make sure it's the right fit, and then there you go.
Very cool. Okay, well, we'll get those links posted up on our website and social media sites as well. But sounds like you're doing some great work there. Thanks so much for sharing a bit with us, and all the best this year, hey?
Oh, thank you.